The February shooting death of Trayvon Martin has focused media attention on a Florida law allowing people to respond with deadly force if they feel threatened. Smith, a South Florida Democrat, says the national uproar is a threat to Florida's tourism-based economy.
As I appeared on different talk shows around the country, I received numerous people calling into these talk shows from Washington, D.C. to Chicago to L.A. saying that I'm reconsidering coming to Florida. If you have this law on the books and I can be shot walking back to my hotel in Orlando, and that people now have a shoot-first mentality in Florida, I may not come to Florida. Well, that's a problem.
Martin was 17 and unarmed when he died following an altercation with a Neighborhood Watch volunteer. In the wake of his death, Governor Rick Scott announced he was forming a task force to review the 2005 law permitting the use of deadly force. However, Scott said his task force would not interfere with the investigation into Martin's death.
The first thing you do is you do an investigation, you make sure justice prevails, then you step back and say, okay, so what do we learn from this? That's the right way of doing it.
Smith, however, says there is 8 years of data for legal experts to study. He says a task force can do its work without including the Martin case.
The judges that are going to come and present have had, you know, in the tens of cases regarding stand your ground. Trayvon Martin case may be an outlier when it comes to stand your ground. We need a serious look at the entire statute, and you don't need the Trayvon Martin case to take a look at the statute. This has been a concern in 2008 when you had gangs shooting at each other here in Tallahassee, and Willie Meggs, the state attorney, wasn't able to prosecute, and he sounded the horn that we need to look at stand your ground.
Smith invited the state attorneys and public defenders from Palm Beach, Broward, and Miami-Dade counties to join his task force. The Democratic-dominated group also includes former federal prosecutors. It will hold a meeting Thursday in Fort Lauderdale. Smith says the group will identify problems in the law and make recommendations designed to improve public safety.
Some of those fears are valid, and that's why it's time for us to act and show the nation the parameters of what a civilized society is in Florida. We have to let Floridians know, but we have to let the nation know and let the world know that these are the parameters of what we consider a civilized society in Florida. This is how we expect you to conduct yourself in Florida.
Smith, Stand Your Ground Task Force, will convene Thursday at the Broward County Main Library. It is accepting public comments at floridastandyourground.org. Smith is also calling for a special legislative session to address problems with the law. For WFSU-FM, I'm James Call.